woman there about completing it on this side here.
Yeah.
And just because there's a junk room in the corner there, put all your knickknacks in there, you know, saddles for my horses. And...
You got more?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
I got 8 of them on the other island. I got a 7-month-old stud. I'll show them to you before we leave. He's right in the backyard.
You were telling me about that, about the other island over there now. Can you get over to the...
Yeah, by boat. They had the old fort that they did during the war that they used to stop people from coming into Grand Isle and just going into New Orleans or Barataria Bay with Jean Lafitte, all that about Jean Lafitte, that took place on the other side.
Yes.
At one time over there, there was a big sugar plantation and plant sugar cane. That's years ago. In fact, the old building, the old chimney is still there. As a matter of fact, it's knocked down, but the bricks and all are still there. We thought they getting back the bricks. In the old days, I say in the old days, when I was coming up a young man, sometimes it would get real cold at night and he didn't have that much heat. He used to take a brick, one brick, and heat it in the chimney and wrap it in a towel of some kind of rag, and put that under the blanket and warm your feet. And the brick would stay warm for a long time. You had your special brick that you would put in.
Mm-hmm.
That was special brick. You didn't use any bricks. Iron clothes, that old iron with a little handle about like this. Just a solid piece of iron with a little handle. It would heat that on the chimney, iron the clothes. Sprinkle a little water on there, you know, and it could come up.
Uh-huh. Okay, now, you call this down here, this is just a what?
This is more or less an area where we cook seafood, and if you have a company come over sometime, you know, from out of town, or we have a picnic table, we put this down here, and ball crabs and fish, or fried fish, a big fish fry, or things like that, and everybody eats down here, you know. It's just a little extra living area to what it is, to make more room.
Yeah. Do people have a name for any of the under part of the house like this, or?
They just call it either first story, basement.
But
they refer to it as a basement.
Okay. Or do you have a porch, or do folks have any different areas where they could go out and sit and, you know, be screened in like this?
Well, sometimes they have a porch extending from the house out, screened porch. We have it down here. That's right. We more or less serve as a porch.
Yes.
Some of them have little porches that they go up in the evening, you know, and sit down. Things like that.
Hello. How you doing?
Hi.
This is my wife.
How do you do? Gordon McKim.
Hi. My name's Beth.
Nice to meet you, ma'am. Okay, you said that's going to be back here.
Well, this thing here we built, this got to be a complete room, what we call a complete room. It won't be rough beams showing anything. It'll be paneled and more or less a complete finished room.
Yeah, but you're going to have to worry about
when a hurricane comes, anything that's valuable down there, we have to take it upstairs.
Yeah.
Because for hurricane, for Betsy, the water came right here. About this side. It had a step right here. And it came right to and had a little platform and you could go upstairs. The water came right there. We had another house here, another small house.
Yeah.
It was just somebody used to. People had built that for a summer camp down here, and I bought it from them. And then we had to tear it all down. But when the storm didn't tear, we had to move out the way to rebuild a new home in this particular spot.
Now, up on a roof, say when you have a house and an L and they come together, you know, up on the top of the roof, would there be a place where the water would run off there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's usually left, there's a little, it's a little concave spot left, usually a piece of metal is put this way where the water would run off in that particular direction, the water would run off the roof.
Yeah.
I don't have an L, I got a peak roof here, but right here on this extension, it comes down to square, flat, like, you know, it turns out, say, 50-degree angle. It